I'm just doing a story on what it's like for the people working in the mall during Christmas.
Oh, sure.
All right. So to start with, could I get you to tell me who you are and where does it you work?
My name is Natalie, and I work at David's Tea and Pine Center.
What is it like being here over the holiday season versus any other time of year?
Well, the cool thing about working here over the holiday season is that we have holiday staff. So we get to meet a bunch of new people, and everyone gets to work together, and the teamwork is unreal. And we all have basically one goal, and that's to make tea, like, you know, universally awesome. So,
Do you get a lot more customers? What's a jump?
Crazy amounts of customers. We have lineups all the time. Even like on a Tuesday at 8 o'clock, it's crazy. So it's pretty awesome working here on Saturdays and Sundays, especially because this weekend is right before Christmas, so we're hoping it's going to be pretty busy.
Now you seem like pretty positive. I remember working retail. I didn't love having masses of customers.
In all honesty, you're talking to probably the most positive person in the world. I'm a really, really positive person all the time. So when it comes to Christmas and just everybody coming here for the same reason, I know people just want to get the heck out of here. So it's best to just kind of give them a smile, make sure they know you're there to help them, and, you know, make things as quick and as painless as possible.
I'm Sadie, and I work at Kohl's Bookstore in the mall.
And what is it like working at Kohl's Bookstore in the mall during Christmas?
It's insane. People don't come prepared, and then they're angry at us for them not being prepared, not knowing the titles of books, and not having every book, but
they come in not knowing the title of the book. What do they...
Sometimes we get a bit of the plot. Usually they're like, it's blue and there's a person on the cover. Do you know what I'm talking about?
So are you, like, do you go around memorizing book covers so that people can describe it for you and you can...
We do. That's actually part of what we do, yeah. We have to remember what most of the covers look like.
I'm David. I work at Tip Top. It's a lot less crazy than I thought it would be. I've worked in retail in Vancouver for several years, and it's significantly crazier over there, but I actually have a second job. I work at Future Shop as well, and it's crazy at Future Shop. But in the mall, it's significantly less crazy than I thought it would be.
Do you think that might have something to do with, like, right here, maybe your sort of more specialty items, I guess? I don't know.
Not necessarily. A lot of people come in. I'd say the hottest item probably that people come in to purchase are coats.
So who's coming in looking for a coat for a gift?
Pretty much anyone. Like, if you get a woman in the store, she's essentially not shopping for herself because it's a men's store. But yeah, mainly gifts at this time of year. A lot of people we find don't know the sizes of their significant other or family member, so we got to ask, you know, a lot of questions to be able to get the right gift. I always ask how tall they are first.
Right? Can I go like this? Can I go? Oh, yay high.
Yeah, that works. Like, I
how tall is that?
I would say that's about 6'2".
So you can visualize this.
Oh yeah, no, I've spent many years selling clothing, and I'm almost able to size up someone pretty much instantly. Like, your neck, you're a 15 and a half neck, right? And you are probably 160 pounds.
I think that's pretty accurate. I would have to check. You might know them more than me.
Yeah, and you're about 5'7", maybe 5'6 and a half on a bad day, and...
Is this a fun party trick for you?
No, I don't do this at parties because I'm actually a kind of interesting person. At the store, it works. But at parties, I try to be more interesting than just telling people how, you know, letting people know how insecure they actually are about their bodies.
My name's Jessica Ludwig, and I work at Black Sheep Gifts in the mall.
And what is it like working here during the Christmas shopping season?
Very busy. Having such a small store is hard because there's so many people wanting to come in and buy things that they're all kind of cluttered, and you just don't know who to help, but it's really busy, but it's fun.
What do you do to prepare yourself? Like, you know you're coming up on Christmas holiday season. What's going through your mind?
I get lots of sleep. Lots of sleep the night before. And then I'm like, I can do this, guys! Let's go! First of all, I have to find a parking spot. Then you gotta come in, you gotta fight through the crowds. Everybody's fighting for your attention when you're in the store because everybody wants to get their stuff and go. So when you're trying to handle 4 different customers at once, 5, 6 different customers, it can be a little hectic.
And how far are you along with your Christmas shopping?
Not at all.
Even though you work here?
It's because I see the crowds, and after I'm done work, because I work every day pretty much, after I'm done, I'm like, I'm not going out there.
So when do you expect you're going to be out there buying last-minute gifts?
The 24th. I'm done at 5, so, you know, I go buy some stuff then.